Record. Now, of course, I'm going to cough. All right. So I am talking to Ashley Vox from Team Sea Stars. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And it makes me feel really stupid. I didn't realize you guys were sisters, even after knowing the name of the tag team for so long. Do you get that a lot?
We get that so much, even now. Like, you're not the only one. Like, everyone's always like, oh, I get it.
I felt so stupid. I felt so stupid. So I opened the conversation with Delmi this way, so I'm going to do it with you as well. Your perfect pizza.
I would have to be going with the Hawaiian pizza. I'm all about pineapple on pizza. I know.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to regroup here. I'm going to take a drink. Ashley's drinking from a very fancy glass.
Layla got it for me.
And
it says Ashley's Brewery. Like a long ass glass.
That is awesome. Too. Now, was that a Christmas gift or was it just a just because she loves you kind of gift?
It was actually a just because gift. It was nice. Like when we first started dating and she knows how much I'm like into beer and all that. Mm-hmm. And I just got like, it was when I like got hired for like my first brewery job. So she was like, here's like a few things to like motivate you, you know? So. And then on the back, it says pudgy.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like a beer belly. You know.
Okay, so that's her little pet nickname for you.
Yes.
Cute.
Yep, pudgy.
So you work at a brewery now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give them a free plug? And if they want to send me some beer because of it, that's fine too. I know,
right? Yeah, I work at Trillium. Wearing all the
swag. I didn't even notice you're wearing the shirt. My goodness. Jeez.
I didn't throw on the socks, though.
Now I feel like if this was a video podcast, I would feel a little, like, jeez.
I know, right? Trillium. I started there late August of last year.
Okay.
And I love it.
Yeah, based on your social media posts, I mean, it sounds like it's your dream job.
Yeah, it's
besides wrestling, of course.
Yeah, besides wrestling, you do have to have, you know, like a backup plan, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting older and stuff.
Well,
so.
Especially during the shutdown where you can't travel as freely as you have in the past.
Yeah.
Now can you talk about what you do exactly there?
So what I do is I basically package the beer. So we have like a filler machine that fills up like the cans. We got to make sure that the machine's clean.
Mm-hmm.
We do like a kind of like a test to see if there's any like iodine in the machine left.
Okay.
So we basically like at 7 a.m, we're like testing to see if like the beer is good to like get packaged.
So can I get just that job? Can I just get, can
yeah,
I get
right?
the tester? I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to do anything else. Just test.
Just because passable.
I think quality control is important these days.
It is.
Branding and quality control, they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of beer are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a double IPA. It has some Citra dry hops in it.
Okay.
And it's called the True New Englander. This is the one that I actually did like a small little mini photo shoot of when it like snowed here.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to mimic the label.
Now, do you guys just do IPAs or do you do like regular domesticated type of beers?
We do a lot of like IPAs, double IPAs, triple IPAs.
Once I've never even heard of double and triple IPAs.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that?
They're pretty smooth, honestly. Like, the way that we do it, it's a lot of, like, aromas of, like, citrus and, like, galaxy hops. It's not that bitter. Like, it really is smooth.
So, like, an IPA.
High in volume, though. Like, high in, like, alcohol volume, which is
I like that. My problems with IPAs are that they're kind of bitter, and it's okay. So me and Delmi talked about this, and we're getting off on a bad foot, I think, because the pineapple pizza thing, and IPAs are probably my least favorite because and maybe I've just had bad ones. Maybe I've just had bad IPAs, but they all taste like you've passed out into the grass and you're just chewing on the lawn.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's
fair enough. I've heard people say that too.
Now, are the double IPAs and the triple IPAs, are they more fruity and less ground?
I guess I guess you would kind of feel like taste the bitterness, but to me, I can taste like, I guess because I do like sensory, I can still taste like some of like the citrus in it.
Okay.
And pick up like certain like flavors like mango in it or like any kind of like other fruits in it, like a tangerine or something. But I guess it's just because like I've had years of experience of like not going to bars and like ordering lagers. Like I just stick with like IPAs and like catching up like the scent and like the taste. So I think our taste buds are just like completely different, like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I mean, look what I'm drinking. I'm white trash. No, it's not water. It's almost 6% alcohol percentage. What
it's
is yours?
8.1.
Okay, fair enough. It's a little bit more, but like a Budweiser is only like 3. So I'm at least not at the Budweiser level.
That's true. I started off with the Budweiser level.
Budweiser is horrible. if Budweiser was the only beer available, I would not be an alcoholic.
True.
So, well, that brings up another question. So, obviously, you're very intelligent when it comes to the chemistry, the makeup of beer. Do you ever just sit at your house and just drink? Or are you always, like, drinking it and, like, oh, I've detected a nutty flavor here in this swallow?
I do drink a lot, just because, like, I love beer in general.
Me too. I'm gonna clap for that.
Pretty much like an old man and just like lay on the couch and like crack a couple cold ones.
I think that, you know what, honestly, you and Delmi are my favorite wrestlers just because of the booze. You could never wrestle again. If you never wrestled again, you're still going into my greatest tag team of all time list.
Hell yeah. So cheers to that.
Congratulations. But okay, so when I'm the most unprofessional podcaster in the history of podcasting. I do very little. I don't have to research because I follow you guys and I watch what you do and all that. But I also don't want to sit here and talk about all that because the people that are listening to this show, they already know who you are inside the ring. They don't know who you are outside of it.
Yeah.
But I did write down a couple questions, and one of them was, Ashley, if you did own your own brewery and you had to create a beer that was the Ashley Vox beer, what would it be?
I would do, to be honest, an IPA.
Okay.
And I would start off with an IPA.
And like, what flavors would we expect to experience?
My favorite hops that I would use is the Idaho 7. It's so good and like fruity. And the Galaxy hop itself is like a very popular hop. Okay. It's also like one of the hops that like Trillium mostly uses mixed with other hops, but the Galaxy and the Idaho 7s, like, I feel like if I brewed something with those hops and like, you know, dry hopped with other kind of hops, it would come out the way that I want it.
And what would be the fruitiness? What would be the key fruit flavor that we would get?
Definitely like a lot of tangerine, orange flavors.
Interesting.
Like that.
Okay. So I did do a little research. I was going through your social media and my social media, and I noticed that you're going to be in a comic book.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. And I guess this company did a comic earlier in the year with like Warhouse Alley Cat?
I think I saw Alley Cat on that. It came out like in the summer, right?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit. Yeah, I think it was before the shutdown, if I remember right. And so you'll be in it with Allison Kay, who is one of my favorites. And you guys worked in the NWA together. Well, yeah. You guys have been working together everywhere, really. Marty Bell, Delmi, Nicole Matthews, MV Young's in it. So this is going to be a pretty interesting... Now, they said that MV Young was in the previous one, so I guess this is like a continuation of the previous one. Now, when did you find out that you were going to be in this?
They, like, messaged us a while ago, but I feel like it was so long ago that when we just, like, saw the post sitting, Domi and I were like, oh, yeah, like, they emailed us, and, like, we completely forgot, because, like, it was definitely, like, a couple of months ago when they, like, asked if we wanted to be a part of it.
So you don't even...
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you don't even know what the story is.
No, not at all.
So it's just your likeness in it, but you don't even know. Like, nope. Oh, man. So let's kind of guess. What do you think your superhero power is in this book?
Probably shotgun and beer.
Oh, holy cow. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome, right? In, like,
yeah, I mean... it seems like you guys are making a habit of getting into, like, publications because you were in, like, the PWI, like, 75 times this year. Like, they actually they're thinking about renaming it Delmi and Ashley's Personal Diary.
Oh, my God.
They are.
I heard, yeah.
I actually talked to the editor today. He was like, yeah, I mean, they're single-handedly keeping this company in business.
They're going to put sea stars, like, all over the front pages just, in the back. That's the background.
Yeah. I heard that they're going to have an Ask Ashley column in there where people are just going to send questions for you to answer. I don't know if I had to really explain what an Ask Ashley is, but...
Yeah, they're going to be like, Dear Ashley, and I'm going to be like, that's me!
And she only answers the questions when she's adequately intoxicated.
Yeah. Like, rah, 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 rah.
Wait a second, this one made too much sense. No. But yeah, so you guys have been all over too. You made your debut in TNA, which I accidentally got Delmi to give out the news that you were having a second match.
Oh, she spilled the beans?
Yeah, she spilled the beans. Yeah, and I wasn't even trying. She was just like, oh, yeah, we're going to be on TNA again, or TNA, Impact again. And I was like, I didn't mean, oh, boy.
She said vomit.
Yeah, so, but, so you know, funny. Not a lot of people listened, so the secret was okay.
No, don't say that. They definitely do.
Oh, yeah, a billion people listened. Like, I was able to retire off of that one podcast. were you a now I'm not going to ask if you were a fan of professional wrestling when you were a kid, but were you a fan, did you read PWI? Because I remember reading PWI when I was a kid, and I'm much, much older than you.
I started like noticing the magazines when I was trying to become a wrestler, so that was like 5-6 years ago.
You are a wrestler. You're probably one of the best wrestlers in the United States, if we're being honest.
Aww.
But you've only been in it for 6 years.
5 years.
5 years. That's crazy. Yeah. That's insane to me.
Started pretty late. I think I was like 25 or 24 when I started. I was like, why didn't I start a lot sooner?
Now, where did you train out of? Because I don't even know if I asked Delmi that question. We didn't talk a lot about wrestling.
Yeah, so we actually trained at a barn.
I thought you were going to say a bar. I literally thought you were going to say a bar. I was going to be like, okay, this is getting out of control.
I wish.
That wasn't wrestling training. You were 21 and getting into bar fights. You're not. That wasn't training.
Yeah, right. Rana off the bar. But no, we started training at a barn, and then we started branching out and training with, like, Fury for a little bit, and then Matt Taven pretty much, like, took us under his wing.
Okay, cool.
So.
Now, what was it, why did you want to be a professional wrestler?
Because I grew up watching it with my dad, And I was like so into like how Roddy Piper was, like very like crazy, and my dad and I were just like so into it, and it was like our hobby of like just sitting down and like kind of like guessing who would be the one to win from, like we'd pick a guy and just like, you know, if I lost I'd cry.
Sheesh. Yeah, took it really hard, and he probably, and he knew that, you know, it's all predetermined, I know who's gonna win.
I know, right?
So he was kind of cheating in a way.
Yeah, he literally was cheating.
He took liberties on this game that you guys are playing.
Literally.
Upsetting. So Roddy Piper was one of your big favorites then?
Yeah, and then Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold. Of course. I didn't even think about it. I'm so clueless sometimes. Interesting. Okay, so I wrote down, well, I didn't write them down. I watched a bunch of matches, and then I asked, this is like the Family Feud. What did they say? Okay. We asked 100 people. I didn't ask 100 people because I don't know 100 people. But I asked an undisclosed amount of people the four best moves of Ashley Vox. Now, we're going to make this interesting, though. They're in order of popularity.
Okay.
And for everyone that you get right, I will drink a drink. And for everyone that you get wrong, you have to take a drink.
Like a whole can drink or like a sip?
Well, I mean, if we want to get crazy, just a nice healthy drink. A nice healthy drink. I mean, if we want to chug them, I'm going to have to go upstairs and get another beer.
That's what I was saying. I was like, same. Okay.
I don't have that many. So the top four moves of Ashley Vox. Number four.
I'm going to go with a cannonball.
Damn it.
God, what a good guess.
That was good. All right. Number three.
A senton?
Nope.
Damn.
Now, do you want to try again? Double up? For number
I'll try
four?
Again.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, she passed out after the...
What, satellite DDT?
Nope.
Damn it! A headbutt.
No.
No! God!
This is the greatest game in the history. I invented the greatest game in the history of podcasts.
You really did.
Why am I drinking? I didn't get it wrong.
Fish hook.
Explain what do you think the fish hook? Tell me what the fish hook is.
Is it the fish hook in the mouth?
Oh, nope.
Damn it.
Cuz I didn't know if that was a name for this, an alternative name.
The I'll real give you catch submission.
Say that again.
The real catch submission.
Nope.
What are my moves?
And I'm just hoping people gave me the right moves now.
I know, but, right? A Rana.
Nope. Someone get her another beer. She's out.
I know, right? I'm almost empty.
I will give you a hint. I'll give you a hint since you're like five deep into this one. Fisherman was in the title.
Fisherman Suplex.
Yes. I'll drink. You can't wait. No, you don't raise your hand now. No, no, no celebrating. That was
the winner.
No!
Guess they're right.
What the? You got it wrong six times, Ashley. I had to give you half of it. All right, number three. Or number two, actually.
Fish hook.
No. Cool. I like that you you trust me that I'm giving you the right
answers. I know, right? Yeah. let's see. Headbutt?
No.
Wow, I don't even know myself.
Well, I mean, these guys could all have been idiots, too. They've seen you do it one time and...
Yeah, right.
I will activate the hint after four missed answers.
Okay. Let's see. What do I do? Super kick.
No.
Suicide dive.
No. I think that activated the clue. You said it earlier in your guesses previous to this question.
Sometimes.
Yes. No, no celebrating.
Yes! Yes!
It's not...
It's I'm not, winning.
You're not winning! No. I'm getting sober.
I know.
All right, so number one, the number one top move of Ashley Vox, based on 10 or 11 people that possibly have never seen you wrestle before, apparently.
I'm going to go with the Real Catch submission.
Son of a bitch. You got the first one and the last one. Now you can celebrate. Woo! Give yourself a round of applause.
You set this game.
Well, that was a fun game. I mean, I wish I would have done the top 10, but
I know, right?
I think you may have died.
God, no, impossible. I'm a tank.
You're okay. Fair enough. I mean, I don't have enough beers to, you know, another game that we played, me and Delmi, I listed beers. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell me immediately, within 3 seconds, which wrestler you think of when I say that beer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Budweiser.
Miller Lite. Oh, wrestler, right?
I guess.
All right, style over. Yeah, I can't believe I said Miller Lite.
Budweiser.
Stone Cold.
Who?
Stone Cold.
Oh, Stone Cold. Okay, fair enough. Heineken.
Eddie Guerrero.
Interesting. Why?
Just because, like, my dad and, like, a lot of, like, our Spanish families, they love, like, Coronas and Heineken.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I just, like, thought, Heineken.
Okay. I didn't know that. I knew Corona. I didn't know Heineken was a big beer. Yeah,
Mexicans love Heineken.
Okay. Interesting. Hams.
Hams. I've never heard of that.
You never had Hams? Okay. It's a Texas. No. It's a Texas beer.
Okay.
Very, very sweet. Kind of similar to Pabst Blue Ribbon, I would say.
Interesting. Never had it.
Let's see if you answer the same for this one as Delmi did. Old Milwaukee.
Never had it. I'm going to go with Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes. Interesting. She said Ric Flair.
Ric Flair?
let's see here. See, now, have you ever heard of Red Dog?
No.
Okay. Trying to think. Oh, Bush Beer.
Bush Beer? I'm going to go with the Bushwhackers.
I can see where we went. How? I can see that. Let's see. Oh, Solo Darling's on the TV right now. What is it? Have you ever had Grolsch?
No.
Don't.
Where's that from?
I think it's a German beer. But, okay, so it always comes in a bottle. It's never in a can. And it has these things, that these, like, steel tabs that you have to pull off to get to them and then uncork it. If you have to do that much work to get to a beer...
Yeah.
They're trying to tell you not to do it.
They're right? trying to be fancy.
I don't know if they're trying to be fancy. I think they're trying to save people's taste buds.
Oh my God.
I don't know. So, you have to share with us now a bar story.
A bar story.
Yep. Now, I'll tell you, Delmi, because you didn't listen to the podcast, Delmi shared a story with us that you guys were in a bar waiting for Chris Statlander to pick you up, or to meet Chris Statlander. She ordered a Guinness. The bouncer was very, very frightening. Do you remember this?
I think so, yeah.
And you guys were sitting at a table, and the bouncer came up and asked if you wanted... He didn't ask if you wanted one. He said, what do you want? And you all felt obligated to order another drink. And you did, but nobody wanted the drink. You just wanted to leave. You have to share a story now like that.
An aggressive story.
An aggressive story like that.
A bar story. Oh, my God.
I do enjoy that you guys... She shared that, I guess I kind of insinuated that promoters try to get you guys on first because if you guys are sitting in the back for too long, the drinking will begin.
Yeah, that's true. As soon as I'm done with my match, I usually like...
It's time to go to the store.
Yeah, I usually, like, if it's a close local promotion, like Limitless or, like, Beyond, I was always, like, the one that, like, had a backpack full of beer from work. So, like, as soon as I was done with my match, crack.
So, I meant to ask that. So, what made you decide, what has interested you to getting into the brewing business?
College.
So that's college, yeah. So because in college you drink a lot, or that's what you were studying?
I was studying drinking a lot. I went to the bar with one of my friends from class, and I was studying for film.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to make music videos.
Oh, okay.
Which is really hard to like get a job with it, unless you move to like New York or California. But you know, like that was like my passion back then. And so we go to a bar. I didn't really drink beer at that time. Okay. And the waitress comes up, asks me what I want to drink, and me not really knowing what is beer, I was just like, oh, Budweiser. And my friend looks at me and he's like, you gonna have a Budweiser?
Get out of here. You've embarrassed me.
Who are you?
He flips the table over and walks out mad. And Ashley's like, okay, I'll take a Pabst.
And at that time, like, he introduced me to like Sam Adams, Harpoon, and those like breweries were like really well known, like they were growing at that time.
Okay.
And so like craft beer itself was like expanding. Mm-hmm. And so I started drinking like different like craft breweries, like Sam Adams, Harpoon. Harpoon was actually like the Harpoon IPA was like the first IPA that I ever had. And so then I was like learning about IPAs and like lagers, and Yingling was like my favorite like commercial lager beer. And then yeah, I just like fell in love with it, and I was like, how do they do this? Like, how do they make beer? I want to make beer. Yeah.
So I have to ask then, you brought it up, Yuengling. Have you had their Hershey?
No, because is it a stout?
I think it's a stout, yeah. I'm assuming it's a stout.
So I know I'm going to sound lame right now, but I actually don't like stouts or porters.
Well, then this interview is over.
Damn.
That was it. That was it. I put up with the pineapple.
Strike three.
No, that's fine, I guess. I mean, if you don't like good things, if you don't like delicious things, that's fine, Ashley.
Delmi loves stouts, though. She loves stouts. She's the one that, like, it's all about Guinness. And, like, every time we make, like, stouts or porters at work, I always give her, like, a big bottle.
Nice.
And she's always, like, so happy to, like, have them.
Now, so. I know she hates the seltzer beers, What do you think about them? This is a very important question. This will decide a lot of things right now.
To be honest, the whole White Claw seltzer drinks, I don't buy it. I don't like it.
They're extremely overrated.
Very overrated.
The one time I drank one, it tasted like I was drinking an armpit.
Or wet socks.
Something. I spit it out immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a very strict rule of not abusing alcohol. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, that was not alcohol that I was drinking. And I don't understand why this fad still exists.
Yeah. Oh, another thing is, like, I don't get it when, like, you know, like, just, you know, big, strong people, like, even men.
Not you, but,
you know, just, like, in general, you know, they're, like, you know, six-pack shredded, all that, like, act tough, maybe bad and all that. But then they drink, like, you know, White Claw. It's just what?
it's like the 2020 version or 2021 version, I guess, of drinking a wine cooler. Could you see like a big dude walking up to the bar and be like, "Can I get a Bartles and James?" You probably don't even know what a Bartles and James is because it's been so long since anybody ever ordered a wine cooler in the history of life.
Sad.
It's a disgusting display,
it's like,
really.
Them ordering a rosé or something. It's like, what? Meanwhile, I'm at the bar drinking a double IPA.
I'm still, like, so the double IPA and a triple, I've never heard of this before. You've actually taught me something.
You gotta try it. Where are you located at?
I'm in Michigan. We have
one of these days, if I wrestle down there, I'll bring you beer.
You'll bring me beer?
I'll bring you beer, so you can try it.
Holy cow. But then I'll feel obligated to like it.
Well, you could try one. We'll split it, and then I'll still give you, like, you know, a four-pack or something that you can, like...
Will you drink one of these?
Right before a match, because I definitely need a lot of water before
that's
my match.
That's not a lot of water, Ashley. It's 5.9% alcohol. It's ice brewed for a smooth taste. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink of my water, I guess.
H2O.
So what does 2021 look like for you guys? When I talked to Dami last, you guys were actually wrapping up your year. It was Limitless.
Right before Christmas, right?
Yeah, the VLC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a lot. Well, I think you guys... No, because you guys taped the Impact match. Are things opening up more for around you guys for wrestling? Or is it still kind of like playing it by ear?
It's very like playing it by ear. You know, this COVID thing is still around, so it's kind of hard to say. But we definitely have, like, Delmi and I talked, and, like, we have, like, new goals for this year and just, like, you know, hoping something happens. That's all, really. It's just, like, whatever, if there's going to be a second lockdown, which I'm pretty sure there will be. And like,
so you guys aren't on lockdown right now?
We're not on lockdown right now.
Okay.
But we've been on this, like...
We've been on lockdown. Yeah, we've been on a lockdown since, like, pre-Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, the bars are open, but outside, not inside. And I don't know if you know, like, Michigan weather, but it's not fun. Like, they have heaters outside, and these heaters are up on the top of the building. So a guy like me with all this beautiful hair, I feel like I'm on fire the whole time. Like,
oh, no.
I'm like, what is that smell? Is it my hair? So, yeah. So they found a second strand of this bullshit. We haven't swore one time, Ashley. We're supposed to have, like, a...
I know. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm not me. I'm not being me.
Yeah, you're not. What's going on? Are you mad at me about something?
You don't believe in pineapple on pizza.
I don't. But I did find there is a worse pizza. I will admit it to you, and only you, and whoever listens to this show.
I feel like I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Do you?
I feel like I do know, but just say it.
Sardines. Sardines, yes! On a pizza is disgusting. I used to work
at... Who the fuck eats that?
Okay, so listen. I used to work at a pizzeria, okay? We would make pizza. We did not have sardines on our menu because there's a reason. It's disgusting. But there was this couple that would come in at least once every 3 weeks on the dot. With a can, those cans of sardines. And they would ask our manager, would it be okay if they threw these on our pizza? And they would say yes. And it is the most disgusting smell that you would ever smell. Cooking sardines on a pizza. I love pizza. Pizza is my life. And beer. But no.
That's not right. That's not human-like.
It's
not normal.
It's not normal.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I wouldn't eat sardines by themselves. Why would you desecrate the amazingness that is pizza? I mean, okay, so I didn't even ask you that. So I'm just assuming that pizza is the greatest food in your life.
Because it's not.
Because that's mine.
It's not.
I've put that on you, and that's not fair. That is not fair to you. So you and your lady are going out for a nice evening. Where are you guys going out to dinner? What are we eating?
Sushi or ramen.
Interesting. I've never had true ramen. I've only had it in a bag. You know,
no, you're missing out.
Right. But I've never had sushi in the entirety of my life.
Really?
Yeah, and I like fish. I love fish, actually. I enjoy fish, but I'm not what you would call a vegetable person.
Same.
So what would you? So you just get like the chunks of fish. You don't get like you don't get the rolls.
I get the spicy salmon roll.
Spicy salmon roll.
That one's, like, really good. If you never had sushi, I would recommend, like, a California roll first, and then, like, a salmon roll, or a spicy salmon roll.
A California roll is cucumber and rice. See, that the rice loses me.
There's crab.
There's no food that's more worthless than rice to me.
Really?
Yeah, because there's no taste.
Well, you could always put, like, the soy sauce or, like, a spicy mayo. The spicy mayo is, like, a really good, like, spicy sauce.
Okay.
Creamy, really good. You'd love it.
Now, are you a fan of hot food?
So, I'm Mexican, but I feel like I'm such
I don't assume anything about anybody, okay?
Such a bitch with, like, spicy food. Like, I could do, like, a drop or two, but then after that, I'm like, oh my God, I can't handle it.
Really?
Yeah.
So no hot wings. See, that's the gold standard, is the hot wing.
I go for, like, the honey barbecue or, like, the teriyaki flavor.
So I'm finding that you enjoy sweet foods and bitter beers.
Yes.
You're a mystery.
I know, I'm very weird. I'm sorry.
I wonder if we played the top four moves of Ashley Vox again, if you would get them right this time.
I would, if the same top four, I probably like missed everything.
Let me ask you number three again.
Number three. Was it the fisherman suplex?
What? How?
Yes!
How do you remember? But okay, so that's like, you, so professional wrestlers have to have like good memories though, right? Because you're always working together on what moves you're going to do in the ring. And it's not like WWE where they're doing it every night, the same match. You're working with someone different every time you're out there, most likely. I mean, there's some times where you're working with the same people in different places. But for the most part, you're working different people.
Yeah.
So you have to really have a good memory, is what I get the long way about that.
Yeah, and if you don't, like, there's ways, like, if you know yourself, like, there's ways that, and you know your, like, move sets, and, like, you have to learn someone else's move sets and spots. Give yourself, like, you know, a couple hints of, like, I always, like, kind of, like, if I'm taking something or doing something, I kind of, like, smack my leg to remind me, and I always, like, kind of, like, sell it, play it out in the back. And I just go over it until I feel comfortable.
How much vocal communication is there when you're in there?
To me, I don't really talk a lot.
No.
I just like hear them, and because I just like, I pretty much know where I'm at, and I've never had the time where I would be like, where are we? They would always just like say it, and I'd be like, yeah, like, you know, like, you're right, this is next, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't really talk a lot unless I'm with someone who's like really new. I would always like just say everything, because I was like, I hope they don't forget, you know, like,
yeah. yeah you're not worried about you, you're more worried about them.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I just hope we're on the same page right now.
I don't want to get knocked out. I'm listening to you, and it's really interesting, and I'm thinking of myself, and I know who I am as a human being, and I would, the whole time, I'm so paranoid about what other people are thinking, and like, if I sense things probably differently than what they're giving off, and the whole time I'd be like, oh man, did I mess that up? Did I hurt them? Did, you know, are they mad at me? Oh man, they hate me now. That would be in my head the whole time, every match.
So, that was me, like, yeah, in the very beginning.
Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be crazy. You can't be, like, there can't be any insecurity during that.
No. And the thing is, like, when Delmi and I started training, we only trained with guys. And, like, it's different, like, training with girls and, like, actually wrestling with girls. So, like, if you're training with guys and then you have to go wrestle girls, you got to be, like, I'm sorry if I hit really hard in the match.
Right.
Like, just letting you know right now, you know? Yeah. And then you can't be like, I'm sorry. You know, you just gotta, you gotta be like confident and just do it. And then in the back, you'd be like, I'm really sorry if I got you really good, like in the match, you know?
Right.
But they're very understanding. Like, you know, it's wrestling. It's not drawing or, you know, playing video games. It's right. It's wrestling.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, to have to change your style after training for so long, that has to be difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've taken up about an hour of your time. We've had some good drinks and.
Wow, I can't believe it's been an hour. It's been fun.
Yeah, I mean it's a little less than an hour, but yeah.
Thank you for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
I mean, you sound really sad right now. I mean.
I mean, thank you for having me on your podcast. Really appreciate it.
No, this has been an amazing experience. I love you too. You guys are like, my next interview, I would like to interview your parents because honestly, seriously, they've raised two amazing kids. Like, you guys are like the sweetest. Like, you're doing me a favor coming on the show and you're like messaging me and like, oh man, I have to postpone because I have to make more beer and drink more beer.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
I got a homebrew and burned down my kitchen.
That's fine. You don't have to apologize to me. But no, you guys are awesome. And next, I think I have to interview Dami's boyfriend.
You should interview Layla.
And then I'll. Well, oh, that reminds me. So I have this idea that I'm going to run past you. I already run it past Dami. Are you guys familiar? Are you guys? You're only one person. Are you familiar with the newlywed game?
No.
Okay. So it's a TV show, a game show from like the 80s, 70s, 80s, where two couples, or three, would compete against each other. And I would ask questions like, I would ask Layla, what is Ashley's biggest pet peeve? And you'd both would answer, but you wouldn't talk to each other about it. And she would show it, and then you would show it. And if you guys both got it right, you'd get a point. And it would go, and then Rip and Dami would do the same thing.
You need a dry board for that then. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Does that sound like a good idea? And I was thinking, I was thinking that we could do this where we would bring other wrestling couples in. Like, so if you beat Dami, or Dami beat you, the next week they would take on this couple.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be so fucking fun, yeah.
Well, then...
We gotta pitch it.
Well, I already pitched it to Dami.
We gotta pitch it to everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Like Layla and Rip.
Yeah, well, yeah, you do that, and she'll do that. But I will tell you this, she said that she would beat you guys.
She is a liar.
I think we also need to be drinking while we do the game.
Yeah, I mean, Dami was like what, sober? So
yeah, it was lame. It was like noon, and she was sober. And I was like, Dami, if I knew you were gonna be sober, I was like, if I knew you were gonna be sober, I wouldn't even asked.
Yeah, exactly.
You let us down.
Unbelievable.
Do you even drink?
I'm so down for that game, though.
All right, so let's plan that. We're gonna do that game too.
I'll let Layla know.
All right, sounds good. I thank you for being on the show. I know you had a pretty long couple days, and I mean, it started off rough with the pineapples. I'm not gonna lie. I almost pulled the plug on my computer and was gonna be like messaging like, oh, I lost power. But
savage.
But it's awesome. You guys are awesome, and yeah. Do you have anything to plug? Where are you gonna be next?
Actually, yeah, I do have something to plug. So my friend and I work with him, and he does like Beer Belly Fitness. He's on Instagram, and you can get like a workout plan for free. So if anyone enjoys beer and wants to like, I don't know, have like a new year, new me kind of thing, Beer Belly Fitness on Instagram.
Okay.
Hit them up. Free workout plans that you can do at home. And
use the code Ashley.
I know. Use the code. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. No matches lined up?
Not right now, no.
That's...
Fuck you, COVID.
That is depressing me.
It's yeah, COVID's still a thing, so it's
Son
pretty
of a.
tough.
All right. All right.